Mission involved. The mission lists a few different people for whom there is a risk that when it comes to the night of Pesach, even though right now on Erev Pesach, when the Korban Pesach is slaughtered, they are fit for eating the Korban Pesach, there is a concern when it comes to the night, they won't actually be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So the halacha is that since right now they are fit for eating it, and there's a good chance that even when it comes to the night of Pesach, they will still be fit for eating it, so they can be part of a group and the Korban Pesach can be slaughtered on their behalf. However, because of the concern, they cannot be part of their own group. Only if they are part of a larger group with other people who do not have the same problem, only then can the Korban Pesach be slaughtered on their behalf. So the first example is Ha'oinein, which refers to somebody whose close relative passed away, and the halacha is that until that person has been buried, the relative is known as an Oinein, he has certain halachas, he's exempt from most mitzvahs, and also he is forbidden to eat korbanos. And with a raisa, one is considered to be an oinein for a maximum period of the rest of the day. But as soon as that night begins, midiraisa, you are no longer known as an oinein and you are permitted to eat korbanos. However, midrabanan, in general, even that night, the oinein is forbidden to eat korbanos. However, when it comes to Pesach, if let's say one's relative died on Erev Pesach, so midrabanan, he would generally be considered to be an oinein even that night. However, in this case, where one is going to be liable to koreis, the severe punishment of koreis if he does not eat the Korban Pesach, so the rabbanon did not apply their decree in this case, and so they would be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. So this is an example of somebody who right now is considered to be somebody who is forbidden to eat a Korban Pesach, but that night he will be permitted. Now we're concerned that in the process of burying the relative, or sorting out the burial, the onen might become tomei from the dead body, in which case he will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. So because of that risk, he cannot be part of his own group, rather he needs to be part of a larger group. Second example, Vam Fakech Zagal, one who is clearing away a pile of rubble from a building which fell down. So he's clearing it away to look for somebody, if somebody's missing and they think that he's under the rubble. So again, there's a risk of it here that they will find that he is dead. And if they find that he is dead, then that means that the people who cleared away the rubble will have become tomei from the dead person. Third example, V'chemi she'evtichu lo'itziyum beis ha'asurin. The same applies to somebody who was in prison, and they promised him that they will release him from prison before Pesach begins. Now, if the prison was within Yerushalayim, then there would be no problem at all. You could even slaughter a Pesach for his behalf by himself. Because either way, even if he ends up staying in prison, the prison is within Yerushalayim, so somebody can bring in the Korban Pesach, and he will be able to eat it. As well as this, if the prison is run by Jews, then if they promise to release him, we rely on that promise totally, and we consider it that it will definitely come about, and he will definitely be released before Pesach. So you would be able to slaughter the Korban Pesach on his behalf alone in that case as well. The Mishnah is referring to a case where the prison is run by non-Jews outside of Yerushalayim. So in that case, we're not sure whether they will keep their promise or not, and so the Korban Pesach cannot be slaughtered for him alone, it has to be part of a larger group. Fourthly, v'achoyle v'hazokein, an ill person or an old person, she'nechon lechol kazayis, who are able to eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach. However, there is still a concern that by the time it comes to the night, the ill person or the old person might feel that he is not able to eat the size of an olive. So in all these cases, shoychatin aleihen, they can slaughter a Korban Pesach on behalf of these people. But al kulon ein shoychatin aleihen b'fnei atzmon, in all of these cases, the Korban Pesach cannot be slaughtered for their behalf alone, shem yaviu es ha-pesach al-dei psul, in case that will lead to the Korban Pesach becoming invalid and being left over and becoming nosar, because there will be nobody to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, in a case where it was slaughtered for one of these people, together as with a larger group, so the slaughtering was totally valid, and the whole service of the Korban Pesach was totally valid, even for this person. So even if it comes out that ultimately he is not able to eat the Korban Pesach, lefichachim erbehem psul, therefore, if it comes out that the invalidation does occur to them, for example, if the Oinein does end up becoming Tomei, Peturim Elas Pesach Sheni, they are exempt from bringing another Korban Pesach a month later on Pesach Sheni, since the actual Korban Pesach was considered totally valid. However, there is one exception, Chutz Min HaMefakech Bagal, except for the person who is clearing away the rubble, searching for the dead or perhaps a live person, because if it emerges that they find him and he was dead, then it comes out that even at the time of the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, that person is assumed to have been Tomei, because he was walking and searching over the rubble, so he walked pretty much over the entire area of the rubble. And the halacha is that even if you don't touch a dead body, but you are over or under a dead body, even then you become Tomei from it. So in this case, Shutomei Mitchilasa, it comes out that he was actually Tomei from the beginning, even at the time of the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach. So the entire slaughtering and service of the Korban Pesach didn't work for him, and so he has not fulfilled his obligation, and he will need to bring a Korban a month later on Pesach Sheni.